So all the personal region can be resolved by the love of Jesus Christ. Different character, different language, different culture, all the difference can be resolved by the love of Jesus Christ. Because the love of Jesus Christ is to accommodate everyone. Different culture, different background, different social status, that all can be combined one. So emphasize the love of Jesus is right, but other thing is equally important. We have to emphasize in the truth. Subscribe the same concept of faith. Because Jesus say, I am the way, right? How come Jesus is the way? He is the way lead us to heaven. And how can Jesus be the way? And Jesus say, I am the truth. So the truth is a way to lead us to back to God. And if we follow the truth, then we are going to receive life, eternal life, abundant life. So truth is indispensable for the church unity. Now, especially John chapter 3, verse 5, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God, right? Now, most of churches emphasize on the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 10. You have believed Jesus in your heart, confessed in your mouth. Yes, that's right. But that only the beginning of the journey. I believe in Jesus. I confess he is my Lord. Then I am in the beginning of the journey. But what does that mean, I believe? What does it mean I have faith of Jesus? Faith of Jesus means I know his words and I do what he says. And John chapter 3, verse 5 has been neglected by most of the churches. So if a lot of Christians come, can you explain John chapter 3, verse 5? Most of them, they never think about that. Being born of water means receive the right baptism. Our sin can be washed away. All right? And the evidence our sin can be washed away is receiving the Holy Spirit. If the baptism, after the baptism, one cannot receive Holy Spirit, and then that baptism is baptism of repentance. It's good, but it's not complete. So most of Christians, they are very devout. Yes, they receive the baptism of repentance. It's good, but it's not complete. How do you know it's not complete? Because they don't receive the Holy Spirit. So we have to be born of water, and that we have to be born of spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit, and renew ourselves by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is the teaching of the Bible. Besides the baptism, we have the truth of Holy Spirit. We have the truth of foot washing. We have the truth of Holy Sabbath. And this kind of truths are very essential. The second reason, why it's so difficult to believe the only one true church, because the ecumenical movement. The third reason, probably more from the secular point of view, right? First, how many members are TJC, right? How long is TJC history? If we claim we are 100 years old, and then you ask most of the mainstream Christian denomination in the United States, most of them over 200 years of the history. Now, so people will think about, you are 100 years, people are more than 200 years. You say, you are right, you are true, only you is the truth. This is one of the reasons from more secular view. Another reason is from the membership, right? So-and-so church has so many people, and how many people in your church, right? But if we look into the Bible, membership increase, that it is a way of God. Of course, it's good the church can multiply, but what Jesus say, you have to enter into the narrow gate, right? Narrow gate means difficult to find. Because it's a narrow gate. The second, it's difficult to go in. But once you go into it, The way lead to salvation is not smooth. It's very rough. It's very difficult. So those who can be saved, only few. That's what Jesus said. But the way lead to destruction, and many, a lot. It's very easy to be a Christian. Once you believe and you confess your sin, then you can be saved. You don't have to change your life pattern. You don't have to renew yourself. You believe and you confess and you are saved. Right? So, when we look into, TJC, development, from the book of Acts, we can find out nowadays it's so difficult to subscribe the view of one true church. Three reasons we already mentioned. Yeah. Now we come back to the second part, evangelical work. So from Jerusalem to Afar, apostolic church, they reached to Rome. And then TJC, we should start from the first church being built up to reach every corner in the world. So we already reached to 5 continents of the world. Now we go into point B. Walker. The first two walker, Peter and Paul. Number one, walker are different but complementary to each other work. Peter, according to the Bible, Peter is apostle of Jews. Second, Paul is apostle of Gentile. So we cannot say which one is better, compare Peter and Paul. Which one is better? It's not better or no better, right? It's because God chose them different in order to accomplish different work. Even Paul, right? Paul say, I saw the seed, Apollo water. So you cannot compare Paul and Apollo because they are different gifts. And these two different gifts had to United States. So in every aspect, Paul was in the top level of that society. And compared with Peter, Peter fisherman, nothing. No family background, no social background, no education, no money, nothing. But when God want to use them, going to see God give them spiritual equipment so they can have their job done. Peter, God give them power and God revealed the truth to him. So he was able to preach, even perform the miracle, to break through the barrier, to expand God's kingdom. Right? How about Paul? If we read the book of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. Now we're looking to the book of Philippians, the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. verse 4. Philippians chapter 3, verse 4. Though I also might have confidence in flesh. If anyone else think he may have confidence in flesh, I more so. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning the zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, this I have counted loss for Christ, right? So previously, before he converted Christ, a lot of things he himself and also the outsider look at him very highly because of all this kind of condition. But after he converted to Christ, all he think about, this is nothing. This is useless in the kingdom of God. Now, he only humbly to serve God. So what does that mean? Today, if we want to serve God, a lot of things we have in the world is actually, it has nothing to do with serving God. Do we need to a PhD degree so you can serve God more effectively? Of course, no. But if God lets you have opportunity to receive a PhD degree education, thank God. So sometimes you have a PhD degree, it becomes a hindrance of serving God. Why? Because we keep on thinking, I have a PhD degree, I'm highly regarded. In this kind of mentality, we come to the church, we cannot serve humbly. Actually, PhD degree gives us only a tool. Right? Other than that, we cannot work more effectively than other workers who even graduate from high school. When we look into the apostolic church, even though Paul was so excellent in the worldly condition, but in the bottom of his heart, he feels all that part are useless. The most important is Jesus Christ. Now we look into the TJC, right? The same thing. Early worker, they have nothing. But God was with them. The power of God was with them. So they can done a lot of good work. So the expansion of the early church spread very fast, right? Not a few years. That's from Beijing to reach to the south, reach to the Taiwan, reach to the Southeast Asia. Now, how come? Because the power of God was with them. A miracle, wonder, and signs happened exactly like the book of Acts. But later on, if we read the church history, the gospel being preached to Taiwan is because at that time, Taiwan was under the occupation of Japanese, was a colony of Japan. So a lot of intellectuals, those who are very well educated, they have their own brain. They don't want to be controlled by Japanese power. So they run away to mainland China. And they try to organize some kind of political resistance inside the Taiwan to fight against the Japanese government. But while they were in China in the 1920s, or 30s, they received the gospel. And after they received gospel, and they realized this kind of political involvement is that person's business. So-called that person's business is nothing to do with salvation. It had nothing to do with the future blessing. Right? It was nothing to do with the expansion of the church. They quit all the political engagement and start to preach the gospel. So if we look into the early worker who bring the truth to Taiwan, most of them are doctors, most of them are intellectual, very well educated. But it was not because of their education God used them. Their education only serve as a tool. For example, when the gospel reached to Taiwan, they think about, if we want to spread the gospel, one thing is very important. You must have a literature publication. Because you deliver a sermon and people listen once and then they go back home, forget, right? But if you have a publication, they want one copy of so-called the Holy Spiritual Times. Right now we have a Holy Spiritual Monthly, right? It comes from Holy Spiritual Times. So in the beginning, they print a lot of very good articles. And this very good article all are written by the members who are those who are very well educated. And they can write that kind of article not because they are well educated. The well education give them a tool, but they really study the Bible in depth, and they have a spiritual that kind of reflection, and use the gift of writing to publish the article. Also, a lot of people been edified. So don't think TJC Walker are all not well educated. A lot of them very good well education. It's just like an apostolic church. But education only provide a tool. Now we come back to 8. They are different, but all spiritually equipped. First one, besides they equip themselves with the truth, their faithfulness. Faithfulness is very important. We look into TJC, we can see that the worker in Apostolic Church and the early worker in TJC, they all have the same characteristic, faithfulness. The faithfulness have two points. One is put their utmost effort in preaching the gospel. Let's turn to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 20. Verse 23. Except the Holy Spirit testify in every city, saying that chains and tribulation are with me. Verse 24. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Right? On his way, final destination to Rome, already some people have been moved by Holy Spirit and prophesied that Paul will be trained and Paul will encounter tribulation. All right, if I'm Paul, right, I'm still proceed forward to the book to Rome. Right, that's a good, very good question mark. For example, we come here for NYTS, right? If we come here to receive persecution, are you coming? You're not going to come, right? Even life a little bit uncomfortable. A lot of some of them still hesitate to come, right? But when Paul preached the gospel, even people say tribulation is there. He say, I don't count my life as anything. As long as I can accomplish God's entrustment, I am willing to give up everything. This is called faithfulness. So the early, the apostolic church, the worker have that kind of spirit. The same with the early worker of TJC. When they preach the gospel, they really risk their life. Even some of them die because of the gospel. So when we view TJC 100 years, today our gospel can reach to 5 continents because a lot of faithful workers, just like the apostolic church, they're willing to sacrifice, very faithful to accomplish God's work. And faithful, the second meaning is faithful to Jesus Christ himself. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 15. Chapter 2, verse 15. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. 16. For who has known the might of the Lord that he might instruct him? But we have the might of Christ. So who are considered spiritual? If we read these two verses, who are considered spiritual? What is the answer? Who are considered spiritual? Who knows? Who are considered spiritual from these two verses? Who? How to define spiritual? The last sentence, we have the mind of Christ. Faithful. We try to serve God, not according our own thinking. Right? We try to serve God according to the way of Jesus Christ. That's called faithful. So if I'm preaching the gospel very fervently, but I preach whatever I think is right, I don't care about what the teaching of the Bible, then we cannot consider it faithful, right? I'm doing God's work, only doing according to what I like to do. Then consider faithful. Faithful, it means I want to serve God according to what God wants me to serve. So faithful is to preach Jesus himself. That's called faithful. We have the mindset of Jesus Christ. So in the book of Acts, we can see the worker, just like Paul. In his conversion, the first question he asked, who are you? He tried to know Jesus more. The second question, what do you want me to do for you? And that's called faithful. Recognize Jesus as the Lord, and I'm nothing but servant. So ask you, what do you want me to do? That's called faithful. So we can see Apostolic Church, the faithfulness. Like a Paul, like a Peter, very faithful. Both of them die, martyrdom, die for Jesus Christ, right? Very faithful. But you look into TJC, the same. We have many faithful workers, not only sacrifice a lot, but they also really try to do everything according to God's will, to please God. Not try to use servitude to promote self. Use the servitude to let people know who I am. That's not faithful. To please God, that's called faithfulness. Point B. Evangelical work. Full of Holy Spirit. Peter and Paul, right? They are different, but they are common in one thing. They all full with the Holy Spirit. So their work has been guided by Holy Spirit. Very clearly, Peter and Paul, their work has been guided by Holy Spirit. Especially in Acts chapter 16, Paul planned to preach the gospel to somewhere, and he changed his plan for 3 times. Why did he change his plan for 3 times? Because Holy Spirit moved them. How come Holy Spirit moved them? Because they are filled by the Holy Spirit. The same with the TJC, workers. We can see the worker in the early stage, they all filled by the Holy Spirit. They emphasize very much in fasting prayer. If we read the TJC history, some people fast 39 days. 39 days, not 3 days, 39 days. Of course, you have to fast 39 days, you need to have movement of Holy Spirit, right? When God you move you, then you fast 39 days, right? If you have a heart of, I want to break the record, right? So I'm fast, you fast 3 days, I'm fast 4 days. If you try to break the record, probably you will be hospitalized or you will die, right? Because the motivation is not right. So for those who fast 39 days, must the Holy Spirit really move them? So from the fasting, we can see that their commitment to the their servitude. They really want to feel by the Holy Spirit. Today, we have to learn from the Apostolic Church. Even though we are different, we have to be spiritually equipped. Faithfulness, fullness of Holy Spirit, and or like our early worker. Now we look into number C. Church development. Number one, fast expansion initially. Fast expansion initially. When we look into the book of Acts, the first baptism is 3,000, right? And later on, the membership increasing to 5,000. Alright. So the ministry expand very fast. But, if we read the Acts, especially, after chapter 20, then you start to see, defense of the faith. Defense of the faith appear many times. So, at least 5 times, defense of the faith. Start on chapter 19. So, Acts chapter 19, you cannot see one baptism 3,000, one baptism 5,000. They start to defend the faith. Even in the Pauline letter, Ephesians or Colossians, in the later stage of Paul's ministry, you can see the heresy already spread in the church. Now, we're looking to the same, the TJC. TJC initially expand very fast. Really, that's just like what we say. From Beijing to Southeast Asia to Taiwan, it's so powerful. Expansion so powerful, initially. Even in Africa, the same. 1979, we preached to Africa, expand very fast. So you look into the early worker, look into the report of early stage of Africa ministry. So many people receive Holy Spirit. So many people receive baptism. That was in the early stage. But in the later stage, we can see that the speed of spreading the gospel is not as fast as early stage. Of course, it is still our hope. We want the gospel to advance more faster than before. But gradually, you can see even when you fast and pray, you can go out and preach the gospel, still cannot be spread as far as the early stage. But if we look into the book of Acts, it seems that there is a pattern. But gradually, nowadays, the church have to defend the faith, just like what we mentioned before, the faith of one true church, the faith of Holy Spirit. And start the church have people start to claim, right? The time you baptize, you already have Holy Spirit. The time you baptize, you already have Holy Spirit. If this kind of concept been spread around in TJC, then this concept exactly the same with other denomination. So we have to spend time to defend the faith, to explain very clearly about what is receiving the Holy Spirit. Not because you are baptized, you have Holy Spirit, right? Not because your life changed, then you have Holy Spirit. The time we receive Holy Spirit is the time you start to speak in tongue. Right? And so this is called defend the faith. You know that even 20 years ago in the United States, in 1990s, when a true seeker wants to be baptized, yes, we do go through some kind of major point of faith, but we did not completely go through the 10 article of faith. But today, if anyone who wants to baptize in TJC, there are two must. One must go through the study of 10 article of faith. The second, one must go through the study of 10 commandments. And how come today we emphasize 10 article of faith and 10 commandments even more than before? The reason is the society changed. The society changed. 20 years ago, the society is more simple than nowadays. Especially nowadays, internet become so popular. You are exposed to all different kinds of teaching. Not only the ethics teaching, not only the different religion teaching, it's different teaching of Christianity. So if we are not well versed about what we believe, it's so difficult to keep the faith. Now, so that is the reason nowadays, a person who wants to be baptized, you have to go in depth of study from, 10 article of faith. So the faith can be rooted. No matter what you say, I'm going to believe the common faith in TJC, because this is biblical. This is complete. And Holy Spirit is a witness. This gospel is complete. The second one, 10 commandment. Why 10 commandment is so important? Because 10 commandment, the first 4 commandment is talk about our relation with God. We have to practice the first 4 commandments so our relation with God can be rooted. The second 6 commandment is our relation with other people. So the 10 commandment actually is a foundation of morality. Now, if we use the 10 commandment to compare with the culture nowadays, it's become so difficult. It's so difficult to keep the faith. Even I believe in 10 article faith. It's so difficult to keep the faith. Just like we preach the gospel to Dominica. One sister had 4 children. 4 children come from 4 fathers. 4 children come from 4 fathers. So you see how difficult to keep the faith. It's very difficult. And most of the denomination nowadays, they don't talk about adultery. They dare not to talk about, and they don't want to talk about adultery. Why? If you talk about adultery, people will feel guilty. If people will feel guilty, they will not come. If they don't come, they will not offer. If they have no, if the church has no money, you have to close the door. Right? So they don't talk about it. So 10 commandments become 10 suggestions. So, in this society, we have to explain in depth about 10 commandments. If we are waiting to pay a price to keep 10 article of faith and 10 commandments, then we can be baptized. So, they come back. TJC, the same pattern as the Apostolic Church. Nowadays, we have to defend the faith. The speed of spread the gospel will be slower, not as fast at an early stage. And then defend the faith, including not 10 article of faith only, including the 10 commandments, the morality of our life. Conclusion. Evangelical work, you can see all the book of Apostles, of the Acts. The same thing. Right now, evangelical work is so important in TJC. We have to do our best to fulfill God's entrustment. 1 minute, any question? Later rain and early rain. So his question is, it seems Apostolic Church is not as long as TJC, right? So how to answer it? We're talking to the Peter, right? God is not delayed, but God endures this generation, right? God wants to let this generation have more time to repent, more time return to the God. So that's the reason it seems TJC more than 100 years, right? Longer than Apostolic Church. But still keep on expanding. The only explanation is God's mercy. Yeah. Okay, we can continue. Tomorrow. Let's kneel down and pray and conclude our morning session.